We end our news stories with scouts and guides having a ball at Norjam, and the £3 million Castle Mall redevelopment nears completion.
When the hoardings went up around Castle Mall's proposed new restaurant quarter in 2016, they excitedly advertised an opening date of early 2017. 18 months on, however, just one restaurant is up and running, as questions mount over whether the £3 million development will ever fulfil its owner's ambitions as a new leisure destination for the city. But with fit-out work beginning on a second restaurant, Castle Mall Centre Manager Robert Bradley says that the completion of the project is within sight, and shoppers will have three new restaurants to choose from at the Timber Hill Terrace by the autumn. He believes that the opening of Wine Cafe Vino next month can kick-start the project once more, and hints at a major arrival at the centre that he believes will put Castle Mall ahead of the game in a retail environment that has been under unprecedented pressure in 2018. Quote, "All these things have been negotiated for a while. The hardest thing has been persuading people that it's actually going to happen," said Mr. Bradley. "I think in 18 months' time, people will be using Castle Mall as a place to shop, eat and relax, where at the moment they only use it to shop and eat," he said.
Quote, "We are not just about knots and knitting," unquote. And that is being proved by thousands of children, teenagers and young adults who are part of the Girl Guiding and Scout groups from across Britain and the world at an international jamboree being held near Norwich. Around 6,000 people, made up of young members aged between 10 and 18 years old, and volunteer leaders have gathered at the 15th Norjam celebration on the Norfolk Showground. It is running this week and includes activities from stilt walking, zorbing, caving, rafting, circus skills, trapeze sessions, go-karting and a zip wire. Dr. Emily Archer, Deputy Director of Media and Communications for Norjam, said, "It is so nice to see the young people walking and smiling. A large majority of youngsters at the Jamboree are from Norfolk, but it has always attracted groups from Scotland, Wales and the South Coast and the Isle of Man." Sue Armour, a leader from the 3rd Dereham Guides, said, "Norjam gives the girls such a good opportunity to be free as well as take part in all the amazing activities."
And that's all for this edition of Chatterbox. All the features were taken from the Eastern Evening News with the kind permission of Archant, but Chatterbox accepts responsibility for this audio version. Don't forget to continue listening at the end of this recording for the September issue of Let's Talk. You are receiving this recording as you have provided Chatterbox with your contact details. Chatterbox will never provide your data to any other organisation, and we promise to keep your details secure. You can ask to change or delete your data at any time by emailing contact@cbtn.org.uk or by calling 01603 765 365. When you're finished with this memory stick, pop it in the wallet supplied and drop it in the postbox, preferably by next Tuesday, not forgetting to turn the address label over, and there's no postage to pay at all. Don't worry if you haven't listened to everything by next week. Keep your memory stick until you have listened to all that interests you. We hope you've enjoyed listening to Chatterbox, and our thanks go to our loyal volunteers who make up the production team. Your readers this week were Bridget Cook and James McGarry on part one of the recording, and me, Richard Matthew, and Ree Chakraborty on part two. Stephen Cox was the sound recordist and Sarah Lusher the editor. That's all from Chatterbox this week. So from me, Richard Matthew, goodbye.
And from me, Ree Chakraborty, goodbye.